Africa represents a big potential market for many American agricultural commodities, including meat. Matt Copeland is the Africa representative for the U.S. Meat Export Federation. He says his team is building relationships and looking for potential buyers of quality American meat products. They recently held a trade seminar for potential African customers.
We had 76 buyers in the room from 51 companies and 13 countries represented. So I can tell you the volume of tonnage that each of those companies procure every month is immense, and collectively well over 100,000 tons worth of protein bought by these candidates monthly. So it's really nice to be able to facilitate through a bridge of trust, which is what USMEF provides into many markets. But now here in Africa, we had some of our best and most capable, most incredible trading companies forward-facing to the African market. Some of them is their first time visiting West Africa.
Copeland says they were able to introduce many companies to each other, almost like speed dating. He talks about which products buyers are looking for in Africa.
They want to have experiences, the best steaks in the world. USDA Prime fits into that category, obviously. And then the have-not side, you have people that are probably sub-economic and then really don't have options. And so even our variety meats from the U.S. are far more consistent, and our supply chain is just far more wholesome from a food safety standards point of view than some of the others that we compete with here. You know, some of the consistency and things like Indian buffalo meats, I wouldn't be too thrilled in terms of the variety meat space because there's often contamination and problems.
Copeland reiterates their desire for quality American meat products, saying that our food safety in pork, beef, and lamb offers them a great alternative to what's locally available, and it's, quote, very awesome for dinner. I'm Eric Pfeiffer.